A federal grand jury has indicted an employee of the U.S. Forest Service, charging that she deliberately set the wildfire known as the Hayman Fire, the fire that's burning southwest of Denver. It's become the largest wildfire in Colorado history. Terry Barton was the first to report the fire to authorities, saying that she discovered it. Then she said she accidentally started it when she burnt an upsetting letter from her estranged husband. She is now charged with 4 counts, including setting fire to timber in Pike National Forest and using fire to commit a felony. A bond hearing in the case is scheduled for tomorrow.
Michael Janofsky is national correspondent for the New York Times, and he joins us from his office in Denver. Michael, what is the evidence that points to this fire being deliberately set?
Well, so far as I can tell, the investigators seem to think that there was underbrush situated in such a way that made it look like to them a fire was set intentionally, which would have been in grassland areas and near trees.
Well, why did investigators begin to question her initial story anyway?
I think she was the obvious first person to interview because she was the one who called the fire in. That was number one. But as a parallel investigation, they also checked with various natural phenomena at the time, including wind condition. And what they did was they discovered that she could not have smelled fire from the position she said she was in at the time she called the fire in, simply because they determined that the wind was blowing in a different direction, and presumably it was blowing away from her, or at least away from her vis-a-vis the fire, so she would not have been able to smell it. So they were, I think, pardon the pun, but they smelled a rat there.
And then she tells them she set it by accident by burning this letter. How did they discover that that might not be true?
Well, the way it was explained to me was once they came upon the campfire site where she directed them to, they saw this evidence that, based on their years of experience, was dispositive to them that there had been a fire intentionally set, and they saw enough of the underbrush to convince them that that's what happened.
Any idea what her motive might have been?
I don't. I was told by several people from the Forest Service yesterday that they believe that it could be one of two things, however irrational it may sound to anyone else, but that one, there was kind of this hero syndrome issue that by calling it in and then taking credit for calling it in and then having it put out fairly quickly, she would derive some sort of hero status, gaining some attention. The other is that Forest Service workers, for you know, everything they do and as hard as they work, they don't get paid terribly well. So this was a way of guaranteeing some work that would promise workers overtime, and she could have made some more money that way. Now, these are just pure conjecture, pure speculation and theory at this point, and I think tomorrow at the court hearing we may learn more about it.
Michael, thanks a lot.
I appreciate it, sure.
Michael Janofsky is national correspondent for the New York Times. He spoke to us from Denver.